Blog Talk Radio.
The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the host and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio, or its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Hello and welcome. I'm January Jones, and I'm thrilled to have you join our podcast today. Now for my listeners, let me ask you a question. Would you like to learn what it is like to be an audiobook producer during a pandemic? Do you wonder what it takes to produce an audiobook? Can you imagine what it takes to become a voice artist and a writer? Have you ever wondered what it would be like to be a talented woman who is an editor and producer? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, and you are in the right place. And I'm January Jones. Welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Let me tell you a little bit about my guest today. She is an Audie award-winning voice artist, writer, producer, and editor at Audio Recording St. George. She has worked on TV and radio as a reporter, a news anchor, an on-air personality for more than 30 years. Presently, she does a lot of freelance work, primarily producing videos and articles for the St. George, Utah News. It's my pleasure today to welcome to our podcast, Adele Park. Hi, Adele. How are you doing today, dear?
Hi, January. Well, no whining here in St. George, even though we have triple-digit temperatures and are currently under a heat dome.
Oh, my gosh. And here I'm down in Florida having a fairly mild day. I know that sometimes, well, you know, I lived in Arizona, so I do know that the weather out west can be very crazy, especially with the fires. Are the fires near you now?
Presently, we don't have any fires in our area, but we are getting ready to celebrate our Statehood Day, which falls on July 24th. So I imagine a lot of people will be shooting off fireworks, and that usually equals fires.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, unfortunately. Let me ask you a question. I haven't had you on the show for a few years now. Of course, I was on hiatus, and I haven't done many live shows. So it's really fun to be back live again. How has the pandemic affected St. George, Utah, and how has it affected your career?
Well, as far as St. George, Utah goes, and I know this from covering a story on it for St. George News, during the pandemic, our community actually boomed because we are the county seat for a bunch of really cool parks, including Zion National Park, and a lot of other beautiful parks as well, Lake Powell, Snow Canyon. We are just a mecca for outdoor activities. So during the pandemic, a lot of people flocked to St. George because they could be outside and they could recreate with their families. And so our hotels were full during that period. As for me personally and audio recording St. George, that was a pretty slow time. I retrofitted my studio to meet all kinds of COVID standards. So my priority was to make sure that when clients did come in here, they had a very safe place to record. So my recording booth is separate from where the control center is. Okay. And I went out and bought individual headphone and microphone coverings for all of my clients. I wipe everything down with alcohol. And I just tried to keep this a safe so that I didn't have to shut down. Now, a lot of companies didn't have budgets for doing ads and audiobooks, so I didn't have a lot of clients during that time. So I used that time to write a new audiobook, which I'm just now getting ready to go into production for.
Okay. Well, that's good that you made good use of the time you had. Now, when you were doing getting your studio up to requirements, how do you go about it? Is there a federal agency that you contact, or how do you know exactly what to do so that you'll pass the requirements?
Currently, there aren't any state or national requirements that I could find. So to me, it was kind of a common sense thing. My background is in radio, and I could remember all of these years of working in radio where we'd all breathe into the same mic all day, every day, and as soon as someone got sick, we'd all get sick, and we'd stay sick till everyone in the radio station finally got well. Yeah. So I knew from my own experience that one of the things I needed to do was buy individual microphone and headphone coverings so that no one was sharing equipment and no one was breathing into the same microphone muff that was literally sort of a sponge for germs. And so I just kind of used common sense, and then just keeping everything clean in between each client, just wiping everything down with alcohol-based products. I never had anyone get sick coming in here, and no one ever made me sick. So I was able to operate, you know, safely and stay open for those clients that could make it in.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, it was an adjustment for everyone, for every business, whether you're dealing with the public or individuals. I know we have subscriptions here in Sarasota to several of the theaters, the large one, the Van Wessel, and the Florida Studio Theater. And at the beginning, or for a long period of time, when we went to plays or programs, we not only had to wear a mask, we had to show our vaccination card and our ID card so that everyone would be, you know, wearing a mask and be vaccinated. And I have to admit, it was a very reassuring thing when you were in a large theater like that to know that everyone was on the same page as you. However, now things have moved along and that's not required. And sometimes when I'm in the theater and I hear someone coughing, I wish they had a mask, or I kind of wish everyone did, but that's neither here nor there. As far as the town of St. George, did they have to do much adjustment with the pandemic?
Well, we had, you know, our fair share of sort of COVID deniers, and so mask wearing wasn't a huge thing in our town. Some people wore them and some people didn't. Uh-huh. I did. I wanted to make sure I stayed healthy during that period. Now you don't see hardly any masking at all in our community. Vaccination rates in our community were fairly low. So, that's just sort of the culture that I'm in right now. So it's an individual choice at this point. You worked in the airlines, and I got to say that as I fly today, I still do wear a mask. And having got sick on a plane prior to COVID, I now think that might be something I do all the time. Just because you're in an enclosed space with a lot of people packed in for a significant amount of time, I got used to wearing the mask and decided it's just a piece of cloth, but it could prevent me from getting sick, or it could prevent someone else, more importantly, from getting anything I might have. So I was kind of a pro-masker and kind of still am.
Yeah, you know, I think we are too. Of course, we're in an older age category and we have a lot of risk getting sick at our age. However, I remember when in my was flying days, many times we'd be in the Orient, we'd be in Japan, Hong Kong, whatever, And I couldn't believe then all the people there wore masks. It was just a given thing. When you went out, everyone had a mask. So in that respect, they were really ahead of the times. And it's, you know, it helps so you don't catch the flu or a cold or, you know, something else. But it was a hard thing to get used to. I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
now.
And, you know, and it's a highly personal thing. And I try not to judge other people. And I hope that they don't judge me. We all have to take care of ourselves and each other. And so I feel like from my own perspective, if I can maybe help out a fellow person by behaving in certain protocols under certain circumstances, I'm happy to do it. But I also understand that for some people, that's just not their thing and they're not going to do that. That doesn't mean I don't love them and respect them and want to be their friend.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think we all feel that way. Right now, we're going to take a break and hear about my book, Thou Shalt Not Wine, the 11th Commandment. And I might add, it's also going to be coming out soon in an audio book.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a